Welcome back everyone to the show. It's officially holiday season, spending time with family and friends. And for me, I've been using this time to kind of recheck my studying abilities and kind of refine where I went wrong this semester. So something that really stood out to me this year was the amount of time I spent studying. So this semester I spent a lot of time studying in the library, and for some reason I didn't get the grades I expected by the end of the semester. So it's kind of a self-reflection on what I can probably do better. So some mistakes I made was probably not focusing on what's important and not trusting the material enough, especially that not focusing on what's important. So yesterday was Christmas, so I just got off of that vacation. I spent the last 2 or 3 days since I flew back home just studying just relaxing, spending time with family and friends, going around taking pictures, kind of a vacation mode. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a great way to recharge the mind after long months, days of studying. So I would encourage you guys, if you haven't taken a break yet, to do so, kind of rejuvenate, spend time with family and friends, take care of yourself, take care of your health. And those of you who are kind of getting back into the study routine to kind of examine everything, you know, because there's always areas to improve on. So for me, I've been reading this book called Make It Stick, and it was recommended by YouTuber Ali Abdel. And right now I'm in a section of the book that talks about certain messages from different authors or different people who sent learning strategies to the author about how to study and how to teach people how to study. And it's just been blowing me away, learning about all these people who are even in med school who developed these study strategies from going from not even having a foundation into just being able to know how to study. And some areas that kind of stood out to me was focusing on the most important piece of material, because obviously you can't study everything. So that kind of blew me away. Usually this semester I would ask my professors, be like, hey, do you guys know what I should study, or do we need to know this and or this or this for the exam? And that's the problem. I kept asking for permission. I didn't really trust myself. I didn't really understand the material. So if you guys are in a similar situation, I would highly recommend tackling the problems yourself, and then this going through the whole lecture, questioning yourself, and then asking yourself at the very end after reading, would this material be tested to me on an exam? If it is, then memorize it. Or I wouldn't say memorize it. If it is, keep a good note of it, and then, or take multiple notes of it, try to create mnemonic devices, different ways to keep that material in memory, or memorize that material. Because I know it can be challenging. You could spend hours slowly going through material, asking yourself questions, if it's relevant to the exam or not. And a lot of times you could be memorizing material that would either not end up in the exam or would only make up a very small portion of the exam. So that for me was a problem this semester. I noticed I spent a lot of time on studying material that wouldn't really stick or wouldn't really end up being worth much points on the exam. And a big point about exams is to get as much points as possible. So being able to maximize for weaknesses and being able to capitalize on areas that are actually important to know are significantly important to getting good grades on your exams and in your overall class. I was surprised, even though the material was hard this semester, I was able to put enough work to get my grades a bit higher than last semester. And I'm a bit happy for that, but I still want to improve. I think that I could have done better. And this break is a great time for me to kind of refine my strategies. So some things I'm going to be doing over this break to kind of develop myself as a learner is to start reading books about learning. Because for me, I think I'm not too sure how to learn properly. And from the letters I'm reading in this book, Make It Stick, that they sent to the authors, there was a lot of other people who also didn't know how to study. And they reached out. And they were also trying to discover this. I mean, imagine a medical student reading this book and then messaging the author asking, how do I study? And eventually figuring out for themselves and being able to share their story of how they study and giving all the tips on how to do it properly. And another thing I'm doing this break is kind of time blocking my time, because I realize even though it's a vacation, I shouldn't be messing around always. I mean, it's the holidays, so of course there's going to be time for relaxing and spending time with family, but there has to be also a significant amount of time of being able to create new material or being able to consume important material that could probably benefit me in the future. Probably the only amount of studying I plan on doing this break is probably reviewing old Anki flashcards that I created during the semester on important material, and also studying a chapter on antibiotics so that I'm ready for next semester. So also don't forget that since it's also the holiday season, I'm going to also try to start posting more on my Instagram and on my podcast, and also hopefully my YouTube channel. So if you guys haven't checked that out, please do. That's it for now. I'll probably update you guys in a bit. Happy holidays, and thank God finals are over and we all survived to this point, hopefully. Wish you all good luck in wherever your endeavors take you. As always, stay awesome.